the flooding in Cork City was bad overnight. It was so bad that this morning we gave up for a while on the idea of going to school. It seemed to be quite impossible to imagine getting Omani Dot from home across the way under the River Lee to Douglas. Now, I'm now driving along the side of the River Glasnevin from the house. Coming down Churchill was no problem at all, but the road here has been severely damaged by the flooding. I can see that the surface has broken up. This is outside a little place where they used to sell cars, from where the river is out, in the sense that the tide is out, which is a good thing. But I guess overnight there would have been some of it come over the top. Anyway, there's a bit of mud here on the side, but otherwise there's no big trouble. I see a sign here next to the grotto of a Garda checkpoint. Oh, Omani Dot seen a swan. The river itself does not look high. Everything looks very muddy, but the side of the Glasnevin outside the Vienna Woods is totally unproblematic. The entrance to the Vienna Woods has a couple of men tidying up a bit of topsoil, I would call it, that was washed down, but everything is dry. So the situation going back the other way towards Glanmire is different. Now, I haven't gone that way, but I have direct report from the owner of Cafe Beva that he's flooded. Cafe Beva, John McCarthy said, might be closed down for a few days because of this. And that means that the public library will be damaged. There'll be books in there. I think they might be flooded inside, but this is all hearsay, that part. I haven't been anywhere near the public library yet. There's no problem. There's very little traffic on this road all the way down to the Glanmire roundabout. The village of Douglas, which is a suburb of Cork, has been severely hit, and there are some very dramatic photographs on the internet of flooding. Going round the Glanmire roundabout, there's puddles of water there, but you know, the drains are often a bit blocked in Cork, and you wouldn't be very excited about a bit of water on the side of the road. Going down the hill in a second towards the tunnel is a different matter. For a while I imagined the worst. I thought it was going to be completely cut off, and the only way we could consider going to school would be to go through the city. And even then it just seemed like, oh, that would take about an hour and a half to do a journey that would normally take about 20 minutes, and it didn't feel like worth while doing it. But the prospect of having a 10 o'clock meeting in the Maryborough Woods Hotel sort of focused the mind. And once we kind of figured out that there was a way around, it seemed sensible to set out. And certainly going around the Dunkettle interchange, there's traffic, but there's nothing too difficult that would stop me being able to make progress. So if anything else comes up, I'll report in on it. But I really don't. I can't give you any dramatic news, I'm glad to say.